Today's Mishnah in Masechet Shavuot is Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Says the Halakha Mishnah, Klipei Rimon v'hanet shalo. So we've talking about various things that do have Kedusha Shavuot. There's details. We had some general rules, the Klal Godol, and then we had the Od Klal Acher. We talked about foods that are essentially human foods, foods that are animal foods, and foods that are dying foods. But sometimes you have a food which is partially one and partially the other. So for instance, you have pomegranates. So you think that little flower-like shape on the top and the peel of the pomegranate, you could throw it out, because, I mean, that's not edible. Wrong. Because the klipei rimon and the netz shalo, these actually are usable for dying. And because of that, even though it's a completely different type of Kedusha Shvias, and it means the Isser of Kedusha Shvias in terms of the misuse would be for using it for something other than dying. But the fruit itself has its Kedusha, which is you got to make sure that you eat it in the most effective fashion. The klipei and the nates, the little shape of the crown on the top of the pomegranate or the bottom of the pomegranate, whatever way you're looking at it, that is considered to be also Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvias. The same thing is true about klipei agazim. This doesn't mean the klipa, the hard klipa, but it means like the husk. Those are like the, they're similar to the nates of the rimon. So like in the cashews, you know, that big, gigantic growth over it that you have to remove the cashew from. Here it's talking about other kinds of nuts, like walnuts. Those are good also for dying, gal inim. Then you have the pits. There are pits that are actually edible in the sense of, let's say you have olive pits, right? So then you can still squeeze oil out of those pits, and they're still usable. There's plenty of pits. We saw in Masechet Shabbat that we have pits of dates, so they were often used for animal feed, to mix in the animal feed. So these things all have Kedusha Shvias, and since they disappear from the field, they also have Kedusha Shvias vis-a-vis biur. So they have Yeshlem Shvi'it, and they have Lidmeyem Shvi'it, and they are chomer like the things we said before. Now, we talked about the question of schorah b'shvi'it. And this is nogea even how to use these things that are only used for dyes. So let's say you are a professional dyer. So then you can take these things the same way if you're a professional eater, you're allowed to go into the field and eat something, but you can't do schorah with it. If you're a professional dyer, you can go and you can dye something with these things for yourself, and that's the primary use. But you cannot do business with it. You cannot use these things as your dying business to have people come in and you're able to do it for your business. So lo yitzba b'sachar, and because that would be the equivalent of schora, and you can't do schora with peirot shvi'it. Doing business of any kind is considered to be doing schora. And in this case, even though you're not selling it, but you're selling the business that you're making with it. Now, this idea of not doing business with certain things is actually nogea many different issues, not just shvias. So let's say you have a bechor, an animal that's a bechor. So the kohen obviously owns this bechor, it has a bal mum, and he can certainly sell the bechor if it has a mum on it, but you cannot do business with it. So a kohen can't get into business of buying and selling bechorot, because we are worried over here about takala. And the Gemara puts it, Shema Yisheh. You may end up coming to keep these things or make adarim adarim. Once you go into business, somebody's going to be ending up being nichshal with doing aveda with a bechor or otherwise violating the halachas of how to deal with the bechor. You're not allowed to do this with truma either. So even though it's fine that the Kohen can do what he wants with it, but he cannot do business with it, because in this, for the same reason, somebody's going to be nichshal, a czar will eat it. If he's starting to build up a whole storage room of these things or wholesaling truma for Kohanim, somebody's going to end up eating it as a zar, which is an iser misa. You cannot do business with a nevela. Now, here this is an interesting special case, because the Torah said specifically you can sell a nevela to the guy, right? Said the farish. So, o mechor lenochri. So, even though, according to some Rishonim, doing business with things that are usur for you to eat is an issur d'oraisa, and they bring this from the pasuk tmeim yulachem, tmeim em lachem, or tmeim yulachem. What is that supposed to mean? So tmeim yulachem means you can't even use them to make businesses with. Bottom line is, though, that the Torah does say you could certainly sell your nevela, so therefore it would mean that you can't do business with us. That could actually mean to setting it up and then making a profit and so on, and that's how you make your money. That could actually be usur d'oraisa. But the iser would not apply to something that just happens to come into your rishus you want to get rid of. That's true about trefot as well. It's true about shkatzim. It's true about rimashim. So in other words, let's say if you caught, you know, a non-kosher fish, you're a fisherman, and you can't pay your taxes unless you're able to sell, because they put limits on the catch. So unless you're able to sell off your shkatzim, the fish that aren't kosher, or maybe rimasim, whatever the case would be, so then you would be allowed to. V'lo yelokeach yarkot sadeh, you can't go and pick up veggies during Shemitah, and then go and sell them in the shuk. This is even though you're not doing it in order to make a business. You simply want to provide the service. So there are people that don't have access to the parashvias, and you're going to just be paid for your trouble. You're not going to charge anything for the actual food. Nonetheless, we ask you to do this because it looks like you're doing business. But let's say you work as a team with your son, right? So you can hu locate uvno mocher al yado. If you don't do the mechira directly and somebody else, even if it's your own son, does the mechira, then it doesn't look like a regular business. Now, suppose you took stuff because you wanted to eat it for yourself. Then it turned out you had leftovers, it was too much for you to eat. So then you are allowed to sell it, even on your own. Meaning you don't have to give it to your son. And that's because in this case, a guy who's just selling his own leftovers, that does not look like business because it's not done on a basis of daily or weekly sales.